MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Bruce Williamson. You find him at Integral Asset Management. Bruce, appreciate the time. The Harmony deal earlier in the week, they're going to be buying Mac Copper, an Australian business, little over $1 billion. First on the deal in of itself, I mean, $1 billion to you and I is a lot, but to Harmony, they've got little debt. They've got massive cash generation, free cash flow, the highest ever with current gold prices. This is a deal that they can easily afford.
Yeah, morning, Simon. Morning to your listeners. Yeah, I'm sure almost from your office, you can probably hear the pills ticking over in Harmony. Yeah, they're making a lot of money. And, you know, fortuitously, if you look at the Harmony model for 30 years, they have been sort of scavenging, taking what others have walked away from. Luckily, in more recent years, bought the big Anglo mines where you've got a lot of ounces under your belt. Gold price is 3 times higher. Mm. And so, yeah, massive cash flows. An opportunity, given the MPRDA that came out last week, which is just ignoring what the private sector are asking for. So this is, in my book, a kind of get out of jail free card. Going to Aussie, they're there already, and latching on to something like Mac, which is and similar to what they've dealt with, an old, old mine, 50-odd years.
Yeah, it's kind of in their DNA. It's also a slight shift. I mean, as I understand, and you're the expert here, but when we're mining gold in South Africa, one of the byproducts is uranium. But in much of the rest of the world, it is actually copper.
Yeah, our ore bodies here, our gold ore bodies are very, very different to what they're finding there. So, I mean, this is not gold related. It's a copper, silver, zinc ore body. But you're right. You do get a lot of copper and gold. So miners, they learn to process copper. Now, luckily, I mean, processing gold and processing copper is not the difficult part of it. Mm-hmm. We can get better, but yeah, so processing is not a problem. Really, it's the Harmony model. 50 years later, you could see Mac were running into trouble 2 years ago. You find you don't have enough good high-grade stuff, so you start mining lower-grade material. You start overstoping, which means you dilute. And you're looking for something new. So Mac 2 years ago started a program where on the southern side, they found an ore body 150 meters down. Mm-hmm. They access it off their spiraling declines. They've already named it the Murrin Mine after their chairperson. Mm-hmm. So there's one target. And then they recognize that at the bottom end, they've got to go below the 1900 meters where they are. And now that means a complete rethink of going deeper, ventilation issues. And that's exactly what Harmony are good at. You know, Harmony have been 4,000 meters.
Yeah, I was going to say 19 is a lot for most people, but in South Africa, 1,900 meters is, as you say, we're not even yet halfway down in our current mines. And the investment case, I mean, we know the gold story. It's doing what it says on the sticker. Times of uncertainty, gold is, you know, trading at higher prices. That's great. But the investment case for copper is still very strong with, I mean, it goes into electric vehicles, renewable energy, renewing the power grid, the NVIDIA chips, etc. That really is one of the metals of the future.
Absolutely. I mean, if you listened last night to NVIDIA's conference call, then, oh man, boy, is Jensen unbelievably bullish. The electrification, the grids required, the AI factories, I mean, it's just insane. So yeah, all things being equal, we're going to need more copper, not less. And it's very, very difficult to find new copper deposits of significance. Here you're walking into 40,000 tons a year. Mm-hmm. A projected 12-year life, and maybe some more upside. They go from 1.1 to 1.3 million tons a year. That's a nice increase. Yeah. And do they know what they're buying? Well, if you look at the CFO, Morné Engelbrecht, do you look at the competent person doing all the reserve resource, Jan Kutsier? Do you think Harmony haven't got a good insight into what they're buying?
Yeah, no, I agreed 100%. We've also, interestingly, in digging around this, Barrick Gold just changed their name from Barrick Gold to Barrick Mining Corporation, and they're going to be becoming a leading gold and copper exploration company. This is perhaps a bigger trend as well that Harmony's getting into, where gold miners are suddenly becoming gold / copper miners as well.
Yeah, but I think the operative word is miner. You know, I, from long ago, always, where a lot of people, investors, argued that they need to unbundle the diversifieds, that the fund manager would individually select which metal they wanted. But if you're a miner and you're very good at mining, and you look at this Mac mine, You say, this is exactly what we do back home at twice the depth. So why, you're a good miner. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, and they are. And again, it goes back to their skill set is in many ways old mines, deep mines. I want to quickly go back to the NPRDA, National Precious Resources Development Act. You made the suggestion that this is sort of standing in the way of the likes of the Harmonies and mining in South Africa.
Yeah, you know, broadly, I mean, the mining industry long ago accepted transformation. I mean, everyone knows, given the racial skewness just by sheer numbers, is we need to train people and get disadvantaged people into the workplace like very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. The issue are the demands made on BEE, 30% procurement. So if you look at bits and pieces that were suggested, I think what the government did was to rush out in utter embarrassment of what happened at Stilfontein last year, is they're trying to legitimize and regularize Zama Zama mining. This is what that document is. It's not about helping grow South Africa's mining industry. You know, give people, come and talk to us. We'll permit you with 1.5 hectares and you can mine in a rudimentary way. Well, you know, those guys are not going to rush to SARS and sign up with Kisswetter.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. As you read through it, I take your point. Sort of, as you say, trying to sort of legalize the Zamazamas, the high risk and mining very, very old, dangerous mines. We'll leave it there. Bruce Williamson, Integral Asset Management, always appreciate the insights.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.